What is going on, everyone? My name is Corey Willis, and you are listening to the Reign of Five Sportscast. Great to be back with you guys this week. Had some business to take care of earlier in the week. That's the reason why I didn't have a show on Monday, but I'm back with you again to preview week 7 of the college football season. I'm going to go over some games that are going to be taking place this Saturday and some games that are postponed. So sit back and relax and let's preview week 7 of the college football season. All right, guys. So welcome back to the show. So if you guys haven't been following the news in college football, so many things have happened this week. But I am here with you guys on today's show to deliver some of this news to you. So I don't want to take up much of your time today. It is Friday, after all, so I'll make sure to deliver all of the updates to you all pretty quickly on today's show. So let's go ahead and just get to the game. So, of course, if you guys already know, LSU and Florida was supposed to be a game that a lot of people were looking forward in watching this year. But of course, these two teams have kind of changed their tunes within the span of 2 to 3 weeks now. So if you look at the LSU side, of course, they start out the season playing against Mississippi State in Baton Rouge, looking to, come out with a bang. You know, these guys just came off of a national championship a year ago, and these guys were looking to, you know, start off fresh against Mississippi State. Well, of course, they lost that game in week one, came back the next week and beat Vanderbilt. And this past week, they lost to the Missouri Tigers. So I don't know what's going on down there in Baton Rouge, but things are going to have to get fixed sooner rather than later. But yeah, the LSU Tigers was supposed to take on the Florida Gators. Of course, we know what happened in that game last week between Florida and Texas A&M. Texas A&M squeaked out with a win in College Station. Congratulations to those Aggie fans. Just an exceptional job by Jimbo Fisher and his team by squeaking out of that game with a W. I'm going to talk about Jimbo Fisher and his Aggies in just a moment, but just to finish up with Florida and LSU, both of these defenses are going to have to improve. Who knows? Maybe they won't improve. Maybe this is what we'll see for the rest of the season. But just to get the stats for you guys right quick before I move along, when you're the Florida Gators, you can't let a team gain 543 yards of total offense on you. And when you're LSU, you can't let a team gain 586 yards of total offense on you. You can't let this happen. Both of you guys recruit at high levels each year in and year out. So, you know, both of these teams won't be playing against each other this week. The game is postponed. Of course, if you heard, Florida has been riddled with positive cases stemming from the pandemic. So I'm not sure when both teams will end up playing against each other. We'll just have to find out sooner rather than later. But yeah, that's my take on LSU and Florida so far. All right, so the next topic that I did want to discuss was regarding the Alabama Crimson Tide. So I know you guys probably heard the news now that Alabama head coach Nick Saban and also Alabama athletic director Greg Byrne had tested positive for COVID-19. We don't know what Nick Saban will do as of today, as of Friday afternoon. We don't know if he will still be available to coach the game. It feels like he will. Nick Saban will coach the game between Alabama and Georgia this Saturday. So, of course, we're going to have to see. Hearing that news earlier in the week, that was a big shocker in the college football world, of course. Hearing the news about Nick Saban actually getting a positive case was alarming to a lot of people in college football. So we don't know. Like I said, we don't know what's going to happen. Get cleared to coach the game on Saturday. Steve Sarkisian will be the head football coach, or the acting head football coach on the sideline. So we're going to have to see this Saturday if Nick Saban will be at the game or he'll be at home rooting for his Tide to pull out the game with a W. Now, of course, I'm going to talk about the Texas A&M Aggies for a moment. So, we know last week Texas A&M defeated the Florida Gators at home. It was a great game, a great showing for Kellen Mond. Man, he's really started to take shape of this offense. When we talk about, and of course I talked about it a couple weeks ago, Texas A&M didn't hire Jimbo Fisher for, you know, just clicks and just to be in the spotlight necessarily. Like, I guess you could say they do want to be in the spotlight, but for good reasons. They want to win football games. And the best way to win football games is to get a guy like Jimbo Fisher. Like I said, Kellen Mond, he looked really good last week. And that should be because of Jimbo Fisher and what he's been able to accomplish with not just Kellen Mond right now, but just the quarterbacks he's had in the past. But yeah, you can tell the success that Jimbo Fisher has had is now rubbed off on Kellen Mond. Now he's really understanding what Jimbo Fisher wants out of him, and man, it's working. It's working. Let's look at what Kellen Mond has accomplished so far this season. So far, he's completed 67 passes out of 107 attempts. He's thrown for 845 yards, 7 touchdowns with 1 interception. So we can see the growth in him already. He's playing like a champion should play right now. This week, the Aggies will take on the Mississippi State Bulldogs in Starkville. I don't think this game will be remotely close at all. I think A&M is going to head to Starkville and take care of business in a big way. We'll talk about Mississippi State for a second. When we look at what Mississippi State did in week one of the SEC season, they came into Baton Rouge and beat LSU 44-34. They were the talk of the college football universe. Everyone was talking about them being a actual contender in the SEC West, and how KJ Costello was looking to be a top draft pick in next year's NFL draft. Man, did all that come tumbling down these last 2 weeks? I mean, you lose at home against the Arkansas Razorbacks, and then you lose in Lexington, Kentucky versus the Kentucky Wildcats. Man, when you think about that, you lose against the worst team in the SEC West. Obviously, the Arkansas Razorbacks broke a 20-game losing streak against SEC opponents. And then you lose to Kentucky, another one of your rivals. Mississippi State has a lot cut out for them, for sure. Mike Leach, who he's had spurts of showing that he can coach against big teams and win, But there's also been times where he's actually fell from grace. So Mississippi State is going to have to get that fixed, because right now they're looking at 1-9 in the face right now. They're staring 1-9 in the face to me. So Texas A&M will take on the Bulldogs in Starkville. That is a 3 p.m. Central Time kickoff game. So looking forward to seeing what Kellen Mond can do for the Aggies for sure. All right, guys. So the final topic that I'm going to discuss with you today is the Clemson Tigers and how dominant they are looking right now, guys. I mean, let's just go ahead and just look at the stats, just because this is going to be the moment where, you know, if you're a Clemson fan, you can get excited, because I'm going to talk about your football team in the most positive way as I can. So, of course, we know last week Clemson went head to head with the Miami Hurricanes. That was a big game that I wanted to watch last week. And man, they dominated in that football game from start to finish. Trevor Lawrence, he looked really good in that football game. Let me go ahead and pull up his stats. So he was 29 for 41. He threw for 292 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. This guy looked flawless from beginning to the end. This week, Trevor Lawrence and his team are going to be traveling to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. That is a game that they are going to win by a wide margin. I don't think Georgia Tech has the firepower to stop Trevor Lawrence, Amari Rodgers, Travis Etienne, who has also been playing lights out right now. Let me go ahead and grab his stats. So Travis Etienne, in 4 games, he's carried the ball 56 times for 392 yards and 4 touchdowns. So Travis Etienne, he's one of those guys that's like really consistent, I'd say. And that's what you need. That's what championship teams are made of. They have consistent players all across the board. And Etienne is one of those guys, and he does his job really well. Every time I'm looking at a Clemson game, he's up and down the field breaking 30, 40 yard runs just easily. And because of that, for sure, he's going to be one of the top running back prospects in next year's NFL draft. So yeah, Clemson, they are coming in as a 27-point favorite over the Yellow Jackets. 27 points. So that's what Vegas is putting them at right now with the spread. And you can watch that game at 11 a.m. Central Time on ABC. So, yep. That's all of the games that I'm looking forward to this week. Looking forward to seeing some of these storylines and how things play out. But, yeah, thanks, guys, for coming back again on the show. I know things kind of came up, so had to take care of that business. But, like I said, it's always great to hang out with you guys to talk about college football. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can. It's at Listen2KSW. That's at LISTENTOKSW, all one handle. But that's going to do it for me, guys. Let me know what you think about this week's games. Hopefully we get to see some great games, of course, since we're not going to see many of them, because there are a lot of games that have been postponed. But yeah, guys, that's going to do it for me. Until next time, I'm Corey Willis, and you were listening to the Reign of Five Sportscast. Catch you guys later.